check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? What a crazy draft. What a crazy year for fantasy football. I mean, there's so many changes going on around the league right now. It is insane what this year is going to look like.
You are 100% correct, man. And we're counting down the top five, our favorites, winners of the draft. Now, some of these may be a little different, maybe a couple hot takes, but that's all right. What else would you expect from your boys over here? Before we jump into it, this episode is brought to you by our friends over at Manscaped.
Yeah, guys, Manscaped, you know, if you've watched us before, you know we love us some Manscaped, and Manscaped loves us. You know, they've gifted us all the things, the Lawnmower 4.0, the Beard Hedger Pro, all that stuff. And you guys, let me tell you just how it is. I will never go to any other kind of men's grooming product because Manscaped just has everything you need. The Lawnmower 4.0, I literally used it 15 minutes ago. It took me 5 minutes, cleaned up nice, beautiful, ready to go, below the belt. Grabbed the Beard Hedger Pro, got my face shaved up in the right spots, you know, get ready for work and everything like that. It keeps me clean. It keeps me cool. And I don't have to worry about it nicking me or cutting me or anything like that. I mean, this stuff is literally the top of the market, men's grooming products. You guys can get it too, but you got to go to manscaped.com and you have to use the promo code SUPERFLEX20. Okay. Because that's how you get 20% off and free shipping.
That's exactly correct. Look at the top of the screen. That's the code SUPERFLEX20, manscaped.com. Guys, get you some good stuff. But we're here for a reason, buddy. And we're here to count down our top five winners of the 2023 NFL draft. Coming in, sliding in at number five for us, we have got the Tennessee Titans. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, man, you know, I was actually really proud of the Tennessee Titans in this draft, you know, and, you know, they started off, they got Peter Skoronski, the guard out of Northwestern. This line needed some help. Obviously, you know, the quarterbacks haven't been great, but also the line hasn't protected them well. Even Derrick Henry was starting to suffer a little bit behind this line, so I'm glad they got a little help there. And then getting Will Levis in the second round, I mean, I can't stress enough how great of a pick I think that is. I mean, Will Levis was rated one of the best quarterbacks in the draft. Some had him going first. And for him to fall all the way to the second round, I know that hurt his heart a little bit, but I think Tennessee cleaned up with that pick.
I totally agree. I feel like that they wanted to jump up and grab them a quarterback. Maybe that quarterback wasn't there. So they're like, all right, look, we're going to get us a guard, get whoever we get some protection. And then it just seems like the hoped Will Levis would fall to them in the next round. You know what I mean? And it did. It fell perfect for them. They got a great guy on the line and then boom, picked up their quarterback. A lot of talk about Will Levis. They're saying, you know, dude was flashing the guns over there, flexing on him, if you will. And a lot of people weren't liking that. That turned a lot of folks off. Did you hear anything about that, buddy?
I definitely did. You know, people think he has a really cocky attitude and comes off a certain way, but you know, I think he's just excited to be in the NFL and he knows what he's worked so hard to do, you know, so he wants to show that off.
100%. Albert popping into the comments. Sup, fellas. Sup, Albert. That's our boy over there. Love that guy. But yeah, I agree, man. You know, historically, cocky quarterbacks have not done well in the league. But I like Will Levis. I know you love some Will Levis. You was hoping. You're like, we're watching the draft. Here it comes. Number two, they're going to take Will Levis. No, okay. Well, maybe number three. No.
Yeah, man. Buddy. And then I don't know if you've seen the memes about because, you know, he didn't go in the first round or whatever. It was like with the last pick in round one, they select Will Levis' girlfriend. Yeah. You see her over there where she was all dolled up. I think she's like a model or something. But
yeah,
he was definitely showing her off for not much. And they went to an interview with him and they were like before the draft. and they were like, how do you feel? You know, are you going to go to the draft? And he's like, well, you know, I feel like people that go to the draft are people that go in round one. So if I feel like I'm going to get to go in round one, I'll definitely be there. And he was there, and by the end of it, he went home, you know. And yep. The next day, though, Tennessee grabbed him up, which is exactly where I wanted him to fall. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great pick for these guys.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Levis – what do you think? Are they going to get rid of Tannehill there and pop Levis in? Or you think we're going to have Tannehill for at least another year, and then maybe he learns behind Tannehill, and then we get Levis popped in there?
I think it really depends on how the offseason goes and how these players play and practice and everything like that. You know, sure. Tannehill obviously is a good quarterback, not a great one, but he knows this team inside and out. If he's willing to help Levis kind of learn the ropes, you know, if Levis is willing to listen to Tannehill, I think he's going to be a big factor because of that cockiness and everything like that. I think he's going to have to get in there and really learn this team, and he's not just going to walk in a superstar. No second round pick does.
Yeah, and Andy popping in. Love you guys. Love you, buddy. Love you. Yeah. You seen Will Levis, though. He's celebrating, bro. He jumped up like,
yeah, I'm excited, too. Because, you know, I figure if you think you're going to be a first-round pick and you don't go in the first round, you start wondering when and where are you going to go, man? Oh, because yeah. I'm sure he had a couple teams say that they were probably going to grab him up. You know, otherwise, he wouldn't have been there day one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, Josh Wiley, the tight end out of Cincinnati, coming in. What do you think? This guy a day one starter? You think they're going to throw him in there, buddy?
Honestly, you know, the Tennessee tight end room has been kind of rough. They kind of throw around different guys in and out. You know, I think they're rotating three different guys last year. If Wiley can step it up, that's what they need. They need somebody in that spot to step up because they've been really struggling at the tight end position. Mm-hmm. They also grabbed Tyjae Spears, the running back, mm-hmm. you know, because we still don't know what's going on with Henry. Right. Is he going to get traded? Are they going to keep him? You know, I think if they keep him, then Tyjae can learn a lot from him. I don't think. Most you know, dead. They might get him in for a couple reps here and there, but I would worry about Henry's future. You know, what's going to happen with him?
Me too. And, you know, lots of good stuff going on there, Tennessee. That's why they fell to our fifth spot as a winner for the draft. Let's keep it roll. Oh, no, we need a draft grade. What is our final draft grade at number 5 for the Tennessee Titans, Trey? What do we give them?
We gave the Titans a C+, with a possible future changing that to an A. It really depends on how Will Levis works out, because I think Will Levis has the potential to become an amazing quarterback. And if he does, and they got a steal in the second round, that would give me an A grade. But for right now, I'm leaving it a C+.
Absolutely. I love it. But like I said, moving on to our next pick, sitting at number 4, sliding in, coming in, we got the Detroit Lions, and this may not be a very popular opinion for them having a good draft. Trey, why don't you explain to them why we think the Detroit Lions did good?
Yeah, man. So, you know, starting off, you know, they got Jahmyr Gibbs, and, you know, a lot of people are like, that's way too early for a running back. All these things, but that Detroit has been getting rid of their running backs. You know, they got rid of Williams to the Saints. They got rid of Swift to the Eagles. They're needing some running back room, and Jahmyr Gibbs, some people are putting him above Bijan in their list. So, you know, I don't know a whole lot about this kid, but I've seen some tape and he is good. I don't know if he's better than Bijan, but who knows? We'll have to see what he plays on the field, but Detroit likes to work with their running backs. You know, I know Atlanta does as well, but they also got a linebacker, Jack Campbell. We know what this team's defense looked like last year. They definitely needed to step it up on the defense side, and Jack Campbell was a great pick for them, I think. But the secret to this draft and why I think the Lions did so good and no one's talking about it is in the third round, they got quarterback Hendon Hooker. Now, this dude played for Tennessee, and I'm an Arkansas Razorback fan. I watched him play against Arkansas. This dude loves offensive plays. Like, Tennessee's offense was on fire, bro, because their defense was kind of struggling, the same as Detroit. Detroit's defense is kind of struggling, but they love to power up on offense. You know, how many points did they put up last year? They were insane. And so when you get Hendon Hooker out there with those deep shots to Amon-Ra, and I mean, that connection right there, the Hooker-Amon-Ra connection, I think is going to be amazing if Hendon Hooker gets a chance to come in.
I agree. I love me some Hendon Hooker. This guy, I think, and then they got him in the third round at pick number 68, which I love, man. Might be a great value, and you know how much we love that value. But I want to bring it back to Jahmyr Gibbs a little bit. A lot of people are comparing him to an Alvin Kamara type of running back, which I love. Coming out of Alabama, so you know he between the tackles type runner, which again, I love. He can do some pass catching stuff just like our boy Kamara can. And with the Lions getting rid of Swift and Jamal Williams, I mean, fantasy wise, Jahmyr Gibbs popping in. Is he going to be on our radar?
I think so, man. I think definitely. We'll have to see how much when we get closer towards the beginning of the season where he's lining up. But if he's there at the end of my draft, I'm grabbing him. But I have a feeling we're going to have to be reaching for him a lot sooner than that once word comes out about how they're going to use him.
Absolutely. Zach popping in. What it do? Love you, Zach. He was there hanging with us while we were drafting the other night. I love it. Yeah, again, though, Hendon Hooker, I think, was a great pickup for the Lions. Jared Goff there right now. But for how long can Jared Goff hold on with Hendon Hooker nipping at his heels? It may be shorter than we think.
Yeah, man, I would be really excited. I don't know if Hendon Hooker is going to get a shot to play this year, but I really hope he does because I think he's going to be amazing out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. All right, Detroit Lions final grade for the draft. What did we give them, Trey?
We gave the Detroit Lions draft grade a solid B, right there in the middle. Good numbers, good picks, maybe some great value. We'll have to see how it plays out, but we gave them a solid B.
Absolutely. After this, man, I'm excited to watch the Lions next year. I mean, honestly, after this draft, I'm excited to watch so many other teams, but the Lions, I think they're a playoff team this year. I really do.
No doubt.
I think they take a step up. Speaking of taking a step up, let's get to our number three spot here on the draft, and that is Trey's very own Seattle Seahawks. Great draft, I think. Witherspoon in the first round. This guy is going to be a monster. Trey, are we going to see a rekindling of the Legion of Boom in Seattle this year?
You know, that's what I'm looking at, and I'm very excited. You know, Seattle did the thing that they always do in the draft. Instead of taking players that they need, they just take the best player on the board. And that's exactly what they did here, taking Devin Witherspoon. Fun fact about Devin Witherspoon, he had more career interceptions, which was 5, than career passing touchdowns allowed, which was 4. That's a pretty good stat when it comes to Seattle allowing, I think it was 14 touchdowns against them. Like, I mean, they need this guy to help out their defense. You know, they got Bobby Wagner back. So, you know, Seattle's defense is looking good. And Seattle, what they did in the draft is they helped out their quarterback. Yeah, I mean, Geno, you know, he's not the greatest quarterback, and they know that, but they're rolling with him. And all they're doing is giving him pieces to work with to protect him, to keep him better, and make him look better, including Jackson Smith and Jigba at Ohio State. So some people say the best wide receiver in the draft. You know, they really don't have a number three behind Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, so they had to address this position at some point early in the draft. And a lot of people, like I said, consider him the number one receiver out there. They got it at the 20th pick. It's nice value, but it means a lot of work remains to be done on defense for him.
Absolutely. We know their defense is going to be stacked, but can you imagine Enigbu out there with Metcalf on one side, Lockett on the other? His problem in college was that, there was always, other people to guard, but dude's going to be able to get open. He's going to do great over there. I'm excited. I like what you said, Trey, about the way that they drafted was people positions that they needed and not necessarily, the other way around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love that.
And, you know, the one thing that does scare me about this is I'm worried about what wide receiver to draft in fantasy for the Seattle Seahawks, man, because You know, are they gonna just tear up and guard Lockett and Metcalf, and then Njigba get the you know, all the points? Or, you know, is DK gonna, I mean, it's, you know, last year it was kind of just like take DK and don't worry about it, you know, because Tyler's so volatile, especially with Geno Smith. Now I'm afraid to touch any of these guys until I see them do something. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm not gonna take any of them early is all I'm saying.
Well, you know, Metcalf and Lockett are going to do what they do every year, you know, be decent receivers, you know, top 20 at least. Lockett's always a beast out there with them long bombs. Taking it back to Geno a little bit, though, you know what? I think this is the opposite of Russell Wilson, and I honestly think that Pete Carroll loves that about it. He's got a guy that's willing to, you know, go with the flow, you know, not make waves, not worry about cooking. He can manage the game, and that can help Pete Carroll and that offense manage the game as well. They're going to get a lot of help on that defense this year, buddy, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, I think that Seattle could definitely win their division. I think the Niners, you know, obviously are going to have something to say about that. But I don't see a lot of other teams. You know, the Rams, maybe everybody gets healthy again and they can compete. Obviously, the Cardinals, you saw by their draft, you know, they're looking at next year already. Mm-hmm. So another thing I want to talk about, though, with Seattle's draft is, you know, in round two, number 52 overall, they got running back Zach Charbonnet. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. But you know, what does this say for Kenneth Walker III? You know, Seattle's always been kind of a 1-2 punch kind of running back. You know, they don't like to lean on one guy. So I understand, you know, getting some depth. All the only thing they had besides Kenneth Walker was DJ Dallas, who they only use here and there. And this dude was pretty good in college. I mean, he broke or evaded 124 tackles over the last two seasons. That was second most in FBS behind Texas Bijan Robinson. So number two in evaded tackles, you know, and they got him in the second round. It's exciting to see. I'm sure it'll be a 1-2 punch. I think Kenneth Walker will still be very fantasy relevant. But look at Charbonnet. You know, if Kenneth Walker gets injured, this dude is going to be probably a league winner at that point.
No doubt. No doubt. The problem with Walker, maybe getting a little banged up. I mean, maybe they want to have that, you know, behind them. We know Rashad Penny went elsewhere. So this guy's probably definitely going to get some action. Albert says the Seahawks have never had three relevant receivers on the same team at the same time, Trey.
No doubt. Maybe this year it's different.
And Tommy popping in. What's up? What up, Tommy?
What up, Tommy?
We got Tommy. We got Albert. We got all the good ones in here today, guys. Don't forget to hit that like button for your boys. Tell your friends. Guys, Seattle, it's going to be not only a lot of rain in Seattle, but a lot of thunder, it looks like. Also, Trey, final draft grade for your Seattle Seahawks.
Final draft grade for the Seattle Seahawks. We give them a B+. You passed. You did it. Great job.
Very good. Very good. And that is number three on our list. Let's move it down to number two on our list. That's the Houston Texans, Trey. Boy, we were watching that bad boy live when that went down, man. I want to get a screenshot of our faces when we both figured out what was happening, buddy. What do you think, man?
No doubt. I mean, way to just step out on a limb, you know. The Texans, you know, we weren't sure who they were going to take. I was thinking Will Anderson was going to be their pick. At number two, they went with C.J. Stroud, and I was like, dang, you know, that I really think that they should have got Anderson as well. And then, bam, you know, they come in. There's a trade. We traded up, you know, from Arizona. They get the number three. They get Will Anderson. They say, we want our cake, and we want to eat it. Yeah, they killed it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They did. And you know what? There was a lot of news coming out like, oh, the Texans aren't going to take a quarterback at number two. They're going to take Will Anderson. They're going to get a defense guy. And you know what? I think there was a couple people that were semi close to understanding what was going on there because they did want to take Anderson, but they want to take Stroud too. Stroud, man, coming out of the Ohio State. What do you think, buddy? Is this guy going to make a difference right away or what?
You know, I think that just about any quarterback in the draft this year can make a difference on the Texans right away. Sure. Now, the Texans tend to hurt quarterbacks, so it's going to be that factor of, you know, who's going to help who or who's going to hurt who. And, you know, hopefully they get everything worked out. I think Stroud is a great quarterback, and I think that with this team, he can do great. But the Texans just struggle regardless of who they got. I mean, you know, Deshaun Watson had probably the best year they've had in a long time, and then you saw what happened with that. So,
But the thing I love about this is, look, they got a guy to lead the charge on the offense, and they got a guy to lead the charge on the defense. Couple of the top prospects, man, getting number two and number three. I just love the cojones it took for the Texans to do something like that. You know, the Cardinals were fighting what the Titans and them just to, you know, figure out who's going to get this draft pick, who's going to get this draft pick. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. And, you know, the Texans, they just kind of said, you know what, we're not worried about, you know, penny pinching or anything like that. We're laying it down and we're pulling it out and putting it on the table.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And they did their thing and they got their guys. So, hopefully it works out for them. It was a big move, and that's what the Texans needed to do, was make a big move. And they did that.
Yep, I love it. New coach over there is doing big things. Zach says, I think the Texans are going to do good this year. I think that the Texans are going to struggle a little at first because these guys got to get their feet underneath them. But I really think that they're on the up and up. I think they're past the rebuild and they're, you know, they're doing big things. Absolutely, absolutely. TD, good 100. What's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. Heck yeah, man. Also got him a wide receiver in Tank Hill. They got a guard with Juice Scruggs. It looks like they got people in all kinds of positions. We got a defensive end here. Now, we don't know will all these guys, you know, make the team, but, you know, I think they got guys in every part that they needed them, don't you?
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, actually, Juice Scruggs from Penn State, I watched him play against Arkansas in Tampa, and their line looked strong, man. Their offensive line was strong. So, you know, if he was the one carrying that weight, then it was probably a great pick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. All right, we got the Houston Texans coming in at number two. Final draft grade, what do we got for him, buddy?
Final draft grade for the Houston Texans, we got them at a solid A-. And we got that minus on there, I think, just because they kind of gave up a lot of picks for the future to get this second and third pick. But it probably works out for them, and that's why it's an A.
And TD Good says, is Will Anderson any good? I don't know.
Hey, man, he come from Alabama. You know, that's one thing that scares me a little bit sometimes is Alabama's always good. And so are these – you got to get the right player. Is that player good, or are they good because they're on Alabama? But I think Will Anderson is the guy that makes Alabama good.
Yeah, so. Are they good, or are they just good under the right coaching scheme, right, and the right personnel? Yeah, I completely agree. That's number two. Let's get to our number one draft winner this year, and I mean, you probably already know, but that's all right. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Philly Dogs, if you know that's something you want to go with. Philadelphia Eagles, man, as soon as they got Jalen Carter, man, I knew it was on, Trey.
Yeah, man, this is a easy case of how the rich get richer. I mean, the Eagles just have figured out how to draft players. All you got to do is grab Georgia defense and Alabama offense, and that's just how you win games. you know, they went out. They got Jalen Carter, number 9th overall. Georgia defensive tackle, once rated a top 5 talent. You know, there was an off the field issue that affected his draft position, but it looks to me like that's not going to affect him too much. You know, they did say he was a little bit out of shape more than they wanted. And I think that's not going to be a problem regardless. I mean, like the Eagles literally defensive line in the 2021 Georgia versus Alabama game, the Eagles had like 22 tackles and like 15 sacks. Because that's all these guys from that game are on the Eagles. The Eagles literally just like, you know what? We want Georgia defense. We want Alabama offense. And we're going to take this league.
Jeez Louise, buddy. It's going to be a different kind of year for Philly, man. Maybe last year, like, you know, I said they had an easy schedule. They had the easiest road to the Super Bowl. Now this year, man, they're going to have some literal dogs on the defensive side of the ball. Jalen Carter, man, a lot of people didn't want this guy. A lot of people were like, look, we don't need that in our lives. We just want to be us. We want to be our organization. But the Philadelphia Eagles said, we'll take them.
No doubt. And on top of that, they got linebacker Nolan Smith, who some people said was the best linebacker in the draft. This dude's a relentless pass rusher. Many considered a top 15 prospect. They got him at number 30 overall. Mm-hmm. Another great steal for the Eagles. I mean, they're just pumping up this team. They're like, we're winning a Super Bowl. We don't care what anybody says.
No doubt. Yeah, that defense is going to be something. We already know the offense is going to be something. Are we going to see a replay of last year with Jalen Hurts this year, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, if I could put money on it right now, I might just Eagles taking it all the way. Probably not. Like, I don't want to throw money on winning it, but winning the NFC, I think will be no problem.
Oh my goodness. Did y'all do the Bucks? Because I want to know. I guess you have to wait and find out, buddy. You have to wait and find out. You got anything else for the Eagles, buddy?
Yeah, man. Like I said, you know, they want Georgia on defense, but they grabbed offensive lineman Tyler Steen from Alabama because Alabama knows how to hold that line.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they got CB Kilo Ringo. He's known for his game-clinching pick six that secured the 2022 national title against Alabama. Hmm. Another Georgia dude killing it. And not actual draft pick, but on draft day, they made a trade with the Detroit Lions and they got DeAndre Swift, which just boosted their draft grade up even more.
They also got Rashad Penny over there. They got Rashad Penny. They got DeAndre Swift. That kind of makes me nervous for DeAndre Swift's value in fantasy, sure. Man. Swift, is he somebody we're going to be targeting next year? I mean, he's going to have Penny there. Are they still going to have Gainwell and Boston Scott? Probably. They love those guys.
Yeah, and so I've actually so you've got DeAndre Swift, you've got Rashad Penny, you've got Kenneth Gainwell, and you got Boston Scott, all salaried together around $2 million. And Miles Sanders, Carolina's paying him $15
million. Wow. All together, $2 million, yep. That running back room. Yep. Insane, dude. Insane.
Free real estate for the Eagles. I don't know why they don't hang on to all of them. You know what I mean? I mean, they might. Mm-hmm. It does scare me for fantasy value, but they're going to rotate these guys in and out, and they're always going to have a fresh dude ready to take the ball.
Absolutely. And that is our top five list. Trey, what did we give him? A+?
A++, baby.
Yep. I'm not a Philly fan. Don't get me wrong, man, but I am scared of the Philadelphia Eagles next year. Andy says, I don't think the Eagles will do well this year. I hope you're right, buddy. What do you think, Trey?
I think the Eagles easily win the NFC.
Well, they'll probably have another easy schedule.
Yeah, easy schedule. You know, they'll just run the ball and somehow manage to get wins.
Run the ball.
Oh, you mean they play football? Gotcha.
Whatever. That's the top five list. We got a couple honorable mentions on this list, buddy. Let's get to a couple of our honorable mentions here. Hey, there he is. Let's start at the top. We gotta talk about the Arizona Cardinals, right? We got to talk about their draft.
Yeah, and you know, the Arizona Cardinals, you're like, I don't know that they really drafted anybody good. Well, that's the point. They're on our honorable mention because they got so many draft picks for next year by just letting people trade up, take their spot, grab three picks to go down two spots. I mean, they stacked up on 2024 picks. They already know this year is not going to be a great year for them. And they're looking to build and they're looking at the future. And they did that. I mean, they did the right moves by getting all those draft picks for next year.
And if you look, dude, they got like two picks in the fifth this year, two picks in the fifth, two picks in the sixth. Bro, their draft list is like whushling that super long, dude. So they got some guys that they can work with and they can make things happen. Adela, keep up the good work. I love that lady. That's my homegirl over there. But yeah, the Cardinals, man, made the honorable mentions list because Exactly right. They got picks. They're beefed up for next year. And I guess we're going to find out what happens, buddy. Next on our honorable mentions list, we got to talk about the Carolina Panthers doing what they should have done. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, first pick, Bryce Young. I mean, that's how you win a draft, mm-hmm. you know, is taking the best dude out there and taking exactly what they need. They built, they took some veterans all around for the wide receivers in the running back room, and then they're bringing in a rookie quarterback, and they're just going to build a wall around him. And I think Bryce Young does great things with the Panthers.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And they got a wide receiver to help them out over there too. What Mingo? They got Mingo over there to help them out. I think that's smart. I think that's good. You give your rookie quarterback a rookie wide receiver. Man, these guys work together. They throw together. It makes me think that they don't have a lot of faith in Terrace Marshall. But I mean, I think we probably knew that already. I mean, this guy had flashes, but to be a number one, I mean, you need more than flashes. I mean, I think Mingo jumps to the number one over here, Trey.
It's very possible. I mean, you know, Thielen. Adam Thielen. Mm-hmm. It's hard to let go of my boy. I got Thielen on him.
Yeah, I love him too. I love him too. I mean, but he's a slot guy. I mean, I just think that this guy does some good stuff over there. Next on the honorable mentions, I think we should talk about just a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons, Trey, taking Bijan Robinson number one. A lot of people were not liking this move, buddy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Atlanta Falcons do what Atlanta Falcons do, and they run it down your face, mm-hmm. and they do it proudly. And Bijan Robinson was the pick that they wanted to do that. This guy is, like, you know, predicted to be one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see if he can live up to that standard, but I think the Falcons is a great spot for him to attempt that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what about Tyler Allgeier? I mean, this guy broke a franchise record with receiving yards of a rookie. Now they're going to bring in Bijan. I don't know, man. They were like number one in a lot of statistical categories in the run game last year. But Arthur Smith coming from the Titans, I think he said, I need my Derrick Henry over here.
There you go.
Bijan's going to be that guy. This guy is a beast, a beast. And let's move to our final honorable mention, and that is my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know if Trey was super excited to put them on the honorable mention list. I will be completely honest with you. This one's all me, guys. And the only reason that I think they deserve a mention is because my feelings before the draft, no. I was like, you know, throwing up in my mouth a little bit, my friend. But now after the draft, I'm feeling a little better about things, man. We got Kancy. We got Trey Palmer, who I think is going to come out and change things a little bit. I just think it's going to be good, Trey. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Bucks definitely, they got really bad and they got a little better. So,
hey, what can I say, buddy? We're going to find out. We just got to figure out. Yeah, boy. We just got to figure out which Baker Mayfield's showing up.
No doubt.
Is Tampa now his house? I don't know. Probably not. Who knows? At least for a year, right? He's renting it.
Right. He's like, I'm just going to vacation here.
Put my feet up for a minute. And Andy says, what do y'all think about Antonio Brown saying, F it, I'm a Raven?
Antonio Brown does what Antonio Brown does to get attention and stay in prevalent and relevant. And he's lost that. And now he's just making a mockery of the NFL.
Crazy, right? I mean, I was like, I read this and I'm like, wow, somebody's actually going to give Antonio Brown another chance to be a Raven. And now all of a sudden it's just him posting a picture of him wearing a Raven outfit, posting on Twitter. That's Antonio Brown becoming a Raven this year.
Yeah.
I do love, though, since we're talking about the Ravens, I do love, was it Zay Flowers? Is that his name? Did I get it right? I love that guy, dude. And I think that was a great pickup by the Ravens. They're surrounding Lamar with some actual talent. Odell, if his, you know, kneecap will stay hinged on, I think will help out here and there. They're doing things to help him, you know.
No doubt. No doubt.
And Andy's liking that. So is Zach. Laughing at you, boy. That's it. That is our list of the 2023 NFL Draft. Guys, don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. Go down in the description because we got merch. Get you a Fourth and Flex shirt. Get you a mug. Get you something. Just something with our logo on it. It will make us very happy. And guys, also don't forget, the fantasy season is upon us. That means mock drafts are about to start popping. If you want to get in on any of these mock drafts, leave us a comment with your sleeper ID. We'll send you an invite. We'll let you know what's going on. Andy says, let's, yes, sir, let's go Ravens. We'll see.
And guys, if you're not watching this live, if you're watching this after we've went live, put down in the comments, you know, who you think won the draft and some of your favorite players and where they went. And maybe we'll check them out and we'll put you out there on there and talk about them and put your comment up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for watching and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.